Welcome to Swala Nyeti, the law podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions of the day. Swala Nyeti is sponsored by the law firm of Kigwata & Company Advocates and is intended for educational purposes only.
Welcome to Recap 3 of Swala Nyeti. I am the lawyer, aka Wakili, Harry Karanja.
And I am the layman, Kashao Patrick. And we are doing a recap on employment.
Employment, that would be episodes 20 to episodes 25.
Correct.
21 to 25.
21 to 25, correct, Wakili. And let's jump right into it.
Let's go.
We spoke about probation. Mm-hmm. And this is what we said, that if you are under probation.
Yes.
You can be terminated under 1 week or within a week. I mean, the employer just giving you notice of a week.
Yes.
Question now is that I am promoted. Mm-hmm. And therefore, after being promoted, I've been told I'm on probation for the next 6 months, under which I'll get confirmed.
Yes.
Into my new position. Mm-hmm. Can my employer, therefore, cancel or rather terminate mm-hmm. my probation within the 1 week? Now,
so the scenario you describe seems like one whereby the employee has agreed to a new contract. Mm-hmm. And remember, when it comes to employment is governed by contract.
Yes.
So it's possible for you to agree that your previous contract has been terminated and to enter into a new contract, which is a probationary contract with the employer. And if that's the case, then it's possible that the termination notice only has to be 7 days, as you have described.
But
this is only if the term probation is being used in a legal sense. It could be just be used as a term of convenience.
Hopefully.
To describe what is happening.
Yeah, that a person is telling me that if you don't pass the test, we are going to put you back to your previous position.
It could be, yes.
Okay, but the moral of the story is do not accept promotions. It could be a boss trying to fire you in 7 days. Anyway, I digress. Wakili, question number two. Kindly explain to us what unpaid leave or how unpaid leave works.
Now, the term unpaid leave does not exist in the Kenyan employment law.
Is that so?
Yes.
Hold on, Wakili. Public service announcement. If your boss has sent you home under these COVID times on unpaid leave, it is illegal.
That's not what I said. Although, remember, contracts of employment are exactly that. They're governed by the agreement between the employee and the employer. Mm-hmm. Now, whereas unpaid leave does not feature in the employment laws, it does not mean that an employee and an employer can't come to an agreement that the employee will take leave, which is unpaid.
Okay.
But you're right in the sense that an employer can't force you
To go for leave,
which is unpaid, if that does not exist in your contractual terms. But an employer cannot force you to go on unpaid leave unless you agree to it.
Okay. I see. Kindly explain, question number three, kindly explain what are sabbaticals?
So this is another term for leave. And usually it's used in institutions whereby someone needs to take an extended period away from work, mm-hmm. either for rest or to go and study. It's the most common reason.
And that means that you're still employed?
Yes, because you're just taking a rest or you're taking some time off from work, meaning that you're still employed at your place of work.
And I know you've mentioned a lot about contract between employer and employee, but are sabbaticals governed by anything? Like, they have to be paid sabbaticals?
Again, this is down to what contract you have with the employer.
So you can take a paid or an unpaid?
Correct.
Perfect. Which takes us to question number four, because you mentioned something about study. And there are many instances where if an employer pays for some course or study for you, mm-hmm. you are under contract to like repay back by working a certain number of years for them.
Yes.
And how does that work then, that a person is like you're under contract because you are paid for something mm-hmm. to work for the employer?
Yes.
Could you clarify how that works?
I think I'll keep coming back to this point. It might seem repetitive, but employment is usually governed by contract. So it's possible to agree with your employer that you will work for a minimum number of years in exchange for the employer paying for your tuition or mm-hmm. other costs for your study.
Yeah.
Now, if you fail to do this after you've been paid for your tuition and then you fail to work, then they would usually have remedy for breach of contract and they can pursue you for damages.
Okay. And
to refund the money they've paid.
Let's say we don't get that far. That doesn't mean that if I have to leave under my contract, I would have to pay back the agreed amount.
It could be.
Okay. And then if I was to pay that, I can leave, eh?
Yes, possibly.
I hope they taught me a course that can make me quick money, you know, that I pay them back.
But I mean, I encourage you to keep, the opportunity to have a good relationship with your employer, especially one who has paid for your tuition, is probably one that you should make full advantage of.
I see. Question number 5, Wakili. Mm-hmm. Is it true that in Kenyan law, you cannot go to court if you have not been employed for more than 13 months?
Okay, so I think here this person is referring to the issue of unfair termination.
Yes.
Taking place, or rather raising a claim for unfair termination if you have been employed for less than 13 months. Mm-hmm. Now, whereas that does exist in the statute that only people who have been employed for a minimum of 13 months can approach the court for a claim of unfair termination. Recently, it's been held that that provision is unconstitutional.
Okay.
And the courts have then allowed people who have even been employed for a shorter period of time to approach it for a cause of or for a claim of unfair termination.
That's some good news in these other gloomy, otherwise gloomy things.
Well, I don't know how suing for unfair termination is good news, but hey, I get that giving the employees more rights.
Yes, that's what I meant.
You see, remember that the right to fair employment is a constitutional right. So this is why anything which seems to go against the constitution would be held unconstitutional.
Okay. Yeah. Number 6. What is vicarious liability?
So vicarious liability is something we discussed as a principle that occurs in agency. And agency is that law which governs employment relationships, because an employer is a principal and an employee is an agent.
Yes.
And vicarious liability refers to an instance where the principal can be liable for the actions of the agent if the agent undertakes these actions with actual or apparent authority of the principal and these actions result in injury to a third party.
Okay.
So for example, you are driving a truck.
Those trucks that are written, no passenger is around, is allowed.
Exactly.
Inside.
Yes. Yeah. And you end up carrying someone and you enter into an accident. And then that person who suffers injury can sue the principal, i.e. your employer, because your employer is vicariously liable.
Wow. Lastly, this one is, I think, in connection with an issue we dealt with about the household. But anyway, what is the maximum working hours allowed?
Okay, so we did speak about the maximum working days, which you said is 6 days in a week and one rest day.
Yes.
The maximum working hours, according to Kenyan law, is 52 hours in a week. Unless the person is working in a night shift.
So they're different.
Yes, they're different because you expect, you have 12 hours in a night. Hmm? From 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Okay. is usually considered night. And it means that maximum working hours, if you have a night shift, is 60 hours. So if it's a normal job, it's 52 hours.
But if it's night shift?
If it's a night shift, it's 60 hours.
Mm-hmm. So, like a person who is at the gate is expected to come in at 6 and leave at 6 a.m. So those are the 12 hours that we are talking about.
Yes, for 5 days a week.
So, that means that if your house help is in the house,
mm-hmm.
and she works during the day,
yes,
she should work for 52 hours a week.
That is the maximum number hours. Of hours that someone should work.
So you should never should never turn your house help into the watchman and say, you should work for 60 hours, day and night, you know.
Yeah, I mean, people, like I said, I mean, the right for fair labor practices,
yeah,
is a constitutional one. So it should extend across all categories of employment.
There you have it. Thank you very much, Wakili. I must say you have passed the test once more.
If the test is to recap the questions, yes, yeah. I'm happy to pass that test. But for any, I mean, at the end of the day, what we want is if someone has a legal problem, it's always best to not to take advice, legal advice from a podcast.
Oh, yeah, please. Remember.
All we're doing is giving
for
you...
For educational purposes
education,
only.
Education, yes.
Do not go to say that Advocate Kashau of the High Court of Kenya told you to do this.
Of the High Court of Podcasts.
Good. Yeah. Now, next week's recap will be on land.
Isn't yes. It? So next week's recaps will be on what we covered this week.
Which is land.
So. Correct. Yeah.
So kindly send us any queries you may have of land. We'll have 5 weeks. You have listened to the 5 episodes. So send anything and we'll give you answers for anything that you didn't, or rather that you didn't understand. Other than that, thank you very much, Wakili, for this recap number 3. And on behalf of Swala Nyeti and for myself, have a lovely weekend.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to Swala Nyeti. Special thanks to our layman, Gashau Patrick, and our lawyer, Harry Karanja. If you have a legal question that you want answered, send us a WhatsApp message on 07 08 111 222, or email us at admin@swalanyeti.org. You can find downloads to all our podcast episodes on our website, www.swalanyeti.org.